I'm Kahoman, back again for another Daily Spark of Possibility. And today I want to talk about the very thing, possibility, or lack thereof. Because yesterday I went out to have a coffee and I bumped into a neighbor, and so we got talking. And at some point she's telling me, oh, you know, like, I've got this dog phobia. I can't do whatever because I've got a dog phobia. And I looked at her, I'm like, that's weird, because you've got a dog. I mean, tiny one, little fluffy thing. But she goes, oh, yeah, no, it's not like any dog. So there's certain dogs that, you know, really cause her a kind of a panic attack, like this real sort of when you're paralyzed by fear. And she says, I know, it's all up in my head and it's not logical. But there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm like, so how did that come about, or what's the story there? And she goes, yeah, it's because, you know, there was basically this incident when she was like 9 months old. This big German Shepherd had run her over and didn't really do anything. But she got frightened and her mum really freaked out, and her mum had the fear of dogs. And so when she says, oh, you know, I've been to therapy and they got me to kind of go out and play with dogs, and that didn't really work. So she'd come to the conclusion that while it's severely limiting what she can do in her life, where she can go and how she walks about the streets, there's nothing she can do about it. That's, you know, that's a trauma and there's just nothing that can fix that. And so she did an awesome job to show her daughter that she didn't have to feel the same way. So she managed not to pass that fear on to her daughter, which is awesome. But for herself, she feels like that's just something I have to live with. And I've heard something similar from my mum. You know, she's got that thing about mice. And my mum will swear it's because when she was six, back like in the Second World War, they didn't have much to eat. And one day they wake up and get to the cupboard and some mice had sort of eaten the last bit of bread they had. And so her phobia of mice, she's convinced, comes from there, and there is simply nothing that she can do about it. And I really don't know. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to not have had any phobias of that kind, so I can't really say. But what really struck me was that certainty about change being impossible. And it feels like, okay, if you're that certain that it's not possible, then it won't be. But what if that wasn't true? And it's not only for phobias. I mean, I hear it all the time. Oh, I'm not good at tech. All that tech stuff, I'm really not good at it. What if that wasn't true? Oh, I can't learn how to sing because I'm not musical. What if that isn't true? Because only when we start to even question whether these things, we kind of, these ideas we have about ourselves, that they may not be true, when the doors open for possibilities to change, to even shine through and to come in. So what do you think about yourself? And what if that wasn't true? See you tomorrow.